How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Expert and the host of your Job Search podcast. Thanks for joining me today. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how you can promote your volunteer experience on your resume. A few days ago, I put out a call on Facebook and LinkedIn to ask what was on your mind with respect to your job search. So thanks to those who answered me. I'm looking forward to answering each of your questions in future episodes of the Your Job Search Coach podcast. I received an interesting question that actually mirrors a question I get from my private clients quite a lot. The question was, can I use volunteer work on my resume? This individual wanted to know whether hiring managers like what she has done or will they consider it fluff. Her story is much like those of many who have experienced a gap in their career histories, whether voluntarily or involuntarily. This person has all the hallmarks of a top hire. She's a college graduate, super smart, well-read, is a true knowledge seeker and seeker of truth, and she's led major organizations with multiple reporting layers. Unsurprisingly, she sounds like many of the executives with whom I have worked over the years. So how can she promote her career history on her resume, even though the majority of her work has been in volunteer roles? First and foremost, it's important to recognize as an article of faith that work is work, even if it's unpaid. Never lose sight of the fact that what you do every day has relevance for your job search strategy because you're doing something important and valuable. And exploring what you like about various volunteer roles you've had can help you narrow down your career target as well. Examples of the types of volunteer work from which your resume can benefit include sitting on the board of a nonprofit institution, volunteering at a church or synagogue, leading programs as part of your child's PTA, organizing a big event such as a food drive or fun run, serving as a Boy Scout or Girl Scout guide, or coaching a sports team. There are, of course, many other types of volunteerism that can bolster your job application process. The crucial thing to remember is that you must couch your leadership contributions and your accomplishments the same way that you account for them with your regular paid positions. Remember, work is work, even when it's unpaid. Let's look at a few possibilities in which volunteerism can amplify your executive resume and your job search, executive job search strategy overall. The first possibility is that you have been out of the workforce for a while, whether for family obligations, layoffs, sabbatical, travel, or any other reason you've chosen to take yourself away from your career for some extended period of time. Now that it's time to go back to paid work, you need to capture and organize your volunteer work to showcase its value. To execute on this well, you should include volunteer roles as actual inline work experience, and you're not obligated to reveal the exact amount you were paid or not paid to do the work. The process of describing what you did every day and the successes you created are just as valuable if you can prove that your expertise parallels the knowledge and expertise that your career target requires. So start by writing down all of your volunteer work and the ways in which you improved or added to the organization. The categories of expertise can be leadership and management, financial responsibility, operational expertise, sales of ideas, goods and services, marketing, and more. These are exactly the types of knowledge and proven abilities that your future audience needs to know you have, and they are subject to the challenge action result strategy that you've heard me talk about before in many other podcasts on this show. I'm not going to go into the CAR strategy here, but rest assured that you can use the challenge action result method even when the work you have done is unpaid. Each of these volunteer roles and the promotions to leadership you might have experienced as well become your quote-unquote jobs in your resume, and they should be listed exactly the same way as your paid work is detailed. You make absolutely no distinction between your former paid work and your volunteer work because they are both strongly reflective of the expertise your future hiring executive needs you to have for you to be successful in the role to which you are applying. So let's talk about volunteerism that supports your ongoing paid work as well. A second flavor of using volunteerism on your resume is useful when you've had a largely intact career timeline, but you want to add to your career history some skills and expertise that your paid work simply doesn't demonstrate. Including volunteer work on a professional resume can be a critical way of ensuring that a hiring manager understands the full flavor of your experience. For example, your professional career might be a grease rail to success, but it might lack a specific dimension that you need to promote. By highlighting your volunteer experience, you can show that you have many types of expertise, not just the kind that you get paid for day to day. Let's say you are a senior vice president of finance, and you want to demonstrate your expertise in operations and team leadership so that you can move into a broader role, perhaps a chief financial officer position. You might offer up your recent work as the chair of a committee for a local nonprofit, a role you've held for several years. You then describe the scope and value of that work, for example, how you fulfilled the mission of the organization through the role, how many people you guided to the goal, and how you overcame multiple challenges along the way. A third benefit of using volunteerism in your job search strategy overall is that your volunteer work can be a basis for your references strategy. If you've had any type of reporting relationship with leaders of a volunteer organization, it's a good idea to ask them to write you a letter of recommendation on the organization's letterhead, commenting on your contributions. These people can be excellent sources of references when you need to give names and numbers to interviewers of people who can vouch for your excellent work ethic, ability to organize projects and teams, and so on. These leaders likely will know you well and be able to describe your success and contributions to their organizations, and because you've done an incredible job, they are going to be willing to share a few words with you to your future hiring executive as well. Examples of the types of individuals who might serve as excellent references from your volunteer work include the executive team of the group to which you donated your time and expertise, event leaders when you directed a portion of the event, co-organizers who can comment on your excellent team spirit and ability to motivate a group, your direct report team, or even a beneficiary of a nonprofit event. To conclude, your professional paid work history is not the only type of work that belongs on your resume. By putting your volunteer work on your resume, you can expand on and elaborate on what makes you special and what makes you unique and the only one who can do what you do in the way that you do it. In short, volunteer work on your professional resume enhances your executive brand. So thanks for listening to this episode of Your Job Search Coach. I invite you to subscribe at 5strengths.com/iTunes or 5strengths.com/Stitcher. I also invite you to message me at aadler@5strengths.com so that you can ask me your most pressing job search question. I promise to feature you on my next episode if you do. Thanks again for listening to Your Job Search Coach, and see you next time.